to have the sex. The next moment of the orgasm, suddenly he goes back to be the same person without this fire, and he will be That's the point. Yes? Next paragraph.
How that military chief repented of the sin which he had committed and adjured the girl not to tell the caliph anything of what had happened.
So, I explained very lengthily what was this attraction, and remember that this will bring repentance. Yes. Now he feels sorry because he wished that he didn't do that. Because now he thinks that, what am I going to do with the king now? Yes.
He was absorbed in that for a while. Afterwards, he repented of that grievous crime and adjured her, saying, O thou whose face is like the sun, do not give the caliph any hint of what has passed. When the caliph saw her, he became distraught, and then too his secret was exposed to all. He saw 100 times as beautiful as he had described her. How, in sooth, should seeing be like hearing? Description is a picture for the eye of intelligence. Know that the form belongs to the eye, not to the ear.
Ah, okay. Now let's go to the next scene. Next scene, he comes and he begged the lady that please keep it secret, don't say anything. The lady, why should I care about the king who sent you and blah blah all of that? So, okay. They arrive. Forget about all the stories, because when they arrive, the same spark, that fire, starts in the king now. Because she's pretty. She heard she's pretty. She saw the picture. It was drawing, was not photography. It was not perfect. Because the presence will fire that fire. Suddenly, the king is in the position of the last king and his general and all the other mates. Yes.
He saw a certain man asked an eloquent person, what are truth and falsehood, O man of goodly discourse? He took hold of his ear and said, this is false. The eye is true and possesses certainty. The former is relatively false as compared with the latter. Most sayings are relative, O trusty one.
Forget about that sexual story. Wait, okay, we'll come back to that. Now, the point is, somebody asked an interesting fellow that what is wrong, what is right. He said, he grabbed his ears, because this is how they punished the stupid fellow in the time of Rumi. He grabbed it and said, this is wrong, stupid. This is correct. Means what? What is this? I'm talking, you're listening, so I'm injecting something in your brain. This is how we connect logically, right? But this is nonsense compared to vision. In your brain, you have enormous volume of the sayings that you hear and you remember and you compare and you think with, all of that, right? All of that is nonsense, because all of that is instrument to change your vision to see the stuff as really they are. We are talking about the vision. This is the importance. So remember, You're listening to what I'm saying. These are not important. That vision should happen in you. That's what we are looking for, not listening to this. Yes.
If the bat screens itself from the sun, it is not screened from the fancy of the sun. Fancy is khiyal? Even the khiyal of it puts fear into it. That khiyal leads it towards the darkness. That khiyal of the light terrifies it and causes it to become attached to the night of gloom.
Bat doesn't have a good idea about the sun. Imagines that the sun is a killer. Therefore, it's running away from the sun and lives in the darkness because of that illusion. Because if the bat comes out, did you know that? It will not die. And now there are bats that in environments they adopted and they live a daily life. In Rumi's time, he says, okay, this is stupid one doesn't understand, therefore it's in the darkness. Because darkness to us means ignorance, not knowing. Yes?
'Tis from the khyal and the picture of thy enemy that thou hast become attached to thy comrade and friend. O Moses, the revelation given to thee illumined the mountain, the khyal conceiving mountain could not endure thy real experience. Heart, be not deluded by the belief that thou art able to conceive the khyal thereof, and by this means canst attain.
If you remember this always, that do not be happy that you are able to understand it. This is the silliness. You will not understand it like this. You should understand that this khyal is not in your control only. And I'm capable of falling in love. What does that mean? It means I love myself. Let me do the propaganda about me. All are the nonsense. You should get rid of this me at the center of the subject to understand what we are talking about. Yes?
No one was ever terrified by the khyal of war. There is no bravery before war. Know this, and 'tis enough. With the khyal of war, the poltroon makes in his thoughts 100 heroic attacks. The antagonist in the mind of every war is the picture of Rustam that may be in a bathhouse.
Do you know that? Anyone here? There is this old tradition, and nobody knows where it comes exactly from. It's very complicated. Historically, I play with it. But it goes like this, that when the first bathrooms, public bathrooms, were created, it had some specialties. It's a place that should look nice and good, and you feel good. So at the entrance, normally you will see the picture of the sun at the top of the door, right? When you go in, there are two different spaces. The first one is the dry one that you take off your clothes and go and wash yourself and come back and dry up and put your clothes, right? This second place is when you come in, you go in. It takes a long time over there to have the soap and the shampoo and bathing and all that stuff. When you come out, you feel good. You have the towel, you sit down, they start to drink and smoke and have pleasure because this is the best time of my life. after so many times I washed myself and I'm having this tea and I'm enjoying it. This beautiful place should have a lot of painting, and it has. It's the picture of the old heroes. Rustam is the picture of a very strong man who was a good fighter and blah, 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 all of that. All those pictures in the bathroom will give you the feeling of your sitting within the Oscar winners of the time. Here he will say, listen, that picture, that stuff is illusion. You are a silly fellow and you look at that person who is getting the Oscar and dressed like this and you think he is happy. If you dig down, he has a miserable life. Your illusion is tricking you. They make all those pictures to treat you, to take your money. That's why they make all these big pictures, beautiful one, and blah, 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 all of that. Don't be silly. Don't be fooled with imagination and stuff like that. Be real. Because all the illusions will fool you. And I don't know, if you want to be fooled, goodbye. Yes?
Endeavor that it may pass from thine ear into thine eye, and that what has been unreal may become real. After that, thine ear will become...
Try to make it pass from your ears to your eyes. Means what? Means all this stuff you hear, try to bring it together to make your vision, the way you see the existence. That's the important one. Yes?
After that, thine ear will become connatural with thine eye. Mm-hmm. The two ears, as wool, will become of pure substance.
Yes, when you become that good fellow, when you transform, like Rumi, transform, suddenly he could hear what Shams is talking about. Because even your ears will change when your vision changes. Yes?
Nay, thy whole body will become like a mirror. It will become all eye and pure spiritual substance.
A little bit difficult to explain this. Because it says, you know what? At the end, if you improve yourself, if you let go of the illusion of thinking about whatever you know and think that, oh yes, I could understand, if you let go of all of this and you will be that fellow that we are talking about, then your body is like a mirror. Means what? Means whoever is looking at you will understand that something good is going there. Do you remember when I was talking about these vibrations, the only word I could find for it for the moment, is the door will open and somebody will come in. What will happen? There is a person I know that he will come in and everybody feels better. And I know a lot of other people, when they arrive, everybody feels achieved. Because we contacted each other, the vibration and all of that. He will say, when you become clean, you will be like a mirror. So, anybody looking at you will not see you. We see himself or herself. This is what the peri is all about, right? You should become like that. Yes?
The ear arouses a fancy, and that fancy is the go-between to union with that beauty. Mm.